the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
You ever see something that is so confirming of your desire to not be a part of something that you're like, yeah, that proves it. I've made the right decision. Whatever instincts drew me to not being interested in that.
Sure.
This proves that I was right. Well, that's what this news story is.
Okay.
There's a lot about this that I'm not interested in. And even if I was, I don't think I'd be interested in this specifically. It's a brand new spot for swingers.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about a lot of really dingy, gross swingers club, and it seems like they're just bursting through the door with a new trashy way to do it.
Do swingers ever get nice things?
If there's got to be some sort of club like you saw in Eyes Wide Shut. Like, that has to be somewhere.
Oh, I'm where sure there are
rich
nice
people
ones. Yeah.
Who have all their teeth and are attractive go and bone other attractive people, no. But that's not.
Oh, I'm sure there are some. There's got to be.
But we're not invited, and we don't hear about it.
No.
Because it's not like this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a new spot opening in Mamou. News 10's Britt LoFaso shares the news of a trailer park and campground gaining attention and getting ready to swing in to southern Louisiana.
T-boys.
It's a story you'll see only on 10.
Swinger.
Bring your house and share your spouse. That is the motto of this soon-to-be trailer park.
Okay, there's a couple problems here. Most notable is they misspelled motto.
Our motto.
That's a good call.
So this is it's T-Boys Swinger Trailer Park. Boys
nice called
B-O-I apostrophe S, which kind of makes sense, I guess, in the Cajun world.
Yeah.
T-Boys Swinger Trailer Park, our motto.
Now, what's concerning is they always make the clubhouse look good, like, or the lobby. Like, when you guys went to England, the lobby always looks good. Or
perfect
when you rent
example.
An apartment.
Yeah.
The clubhouse, you're like, oh, this clubhouse looks great.
Yeah.
And then you get to the apartment, you're like, oh, those were, there were more clubhouse photos.
That's always the way.
It's a scam as old as time.
Yeah. Yes. So this clubhouse has rusted corrugated metal. Yeah, it's an old barn that was not taken care of. Looks like there's some bars on the door and the windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they did get a nice faded sign with motto spelled wrong to hang up on the outside of the clubhouse.
Oh, my God, this place. Holy cow.
Dude.
Motto of this soon-to-be trailer park and campground for swingers. Don't believe me? Take a look at the sign for yourself.
Bring your house and share your spouse.
Because it's a trailer park.
Please include a picture of your spouse for approval.
Oh, wow. My God.
I like that they've got some expectations, you know, some standards.
Yeah, they want to make sure you're ugly enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if we should give them a call and and see if they mean...
Hold on. Free Beer just took a picture of me.
Yeah.
We're going to text it to
the T-Boy.
The T-Boy Swinger Trailer Park. I hope I'm approved.
I would hope so, too.
I would think you would have to be named Queen.
If I wasn't approved for this,
sure,
I might end it.
I should have worn mascara today.
Yeah.
Some trashy eyeliner.
You don't look beat up enough,
one of your
probably, but
color it on.
I wrote, can I bring her?
Can we move in? All right.
I'll let you know if they write back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Self.
You can come to Mamou for many good things. This will be one of them.
David O'Gwen is opening T-Boy Swingers trip.
Oh, God, I'm seriously regretting you sending that picture after seeing him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that guy's going to, you're going right into the spank bank.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude from Tiger King.
He does.
Yeah,
if things got worse.
Jeff Lowe.
Which is unreal. Do you think he has a spouse, or do you think he just has a patch of land and thought maybe I could get people to bring me things to have sex with?
I think that.
O'Gwen is opening T-Boy Swingers Trailer Park for that's right, swingers. He says the swinger community is.
She pronounces the G.
Boy, that is a real hard G there.
Really
swinger.
I was gonna say, I can't really troll that.
Swinger. Yeah.
Swinger.
Yeah.
The swinger community is surprisingly bigger than you may think.
Bigger than most will know. Live free and don't be scared of it. There's a big community of it. I think a bunch of them is not shy. The ones that are shy.
Got a text back.
With them.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. That dude looks good. No, he just wrote LOL. Yeah.
Oh, a good thing compared to most things.
Since putting up this sign, Oakland's gotten calls from swingers across the country.
We have got some from Pennsylvania. We have got some from Arkansas. Of course, all around Acadiana, all around Mamou, Ville Platte, Lafayette, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Slidell.
He's going to name everywhere.
Okay. Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
These are all the towns I've heard of, and I'm going to just get going.
You want me to keep going?
Text message from all over the country. It's mind-boggling.
He says they're getting so many calls, they can barely keep up with it.
Most of them call or text just to see if it's real. Just to see if somebody's going to answer, because they're going to say, oh, no, nobody's there. It's not a real number. Or they'll get on Facebook, oh, it's not a real number. I got on there and I said, I'd be a fat frog's butt if it's not a real number.
I got to give him credit, because he got back to me in like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
I'd be a fat frog's butt. If it's not a real number,
I feel like we should call T-Boy. I have so many questions that I know the news is not going to ask him.
Yeah.
I want to know about the quality of people he has, like, traveling to this swingers mecca.
Swingers
mecca.
Yeah. I want to know if they have any other motos.
God.
I'm asking him right now.
Yeah.
If we can call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Can't imagine he's going to say no.
Right.
Number. Everybody starts calling. And they start calling, hey, what's y'all address? Where is it? Is this in Mamou? Where is this at? Yes, it is.
The sign for this.
Go to town and ask people where the weird place is, with the weird family or whatever.
Yeah.
Where's the Louisiana Avery's live?
We got a text from Lee in Lafayette, where we used to be on, and he said Mamou is just north of Lafayette, and it is as dirty as you think it is, maybe more.
I mean, that sounds totally right.
Doesn't seem like it would be hard to find. I mean, Mamou doesn't look like a bustling metropolis.
This text says that trailer park is where the COVID STD will be born.
Oh my God. The STD variant.
The sign for this swingers community says you have to send a picture of your spouse for approval, but Oakland says
that was more of a joke to kind of ease up the people and just to create a vibe. People went further with it than you would imagine. We've gotten many of pictures and many of phone calls. And many a text, voicemails, unreal.
And Oakland says that's for the haters.
Sucks to be them.
Yeah, it does. I love this guy.
I'm bumming in all sorts of fatties.
Yeah,
this guy's
they just
great.
Jealous.
Yeah,
this guy is awesome.
He is pretty chill about it.
Yeah,
I really.
He's just loving
he's
life.
Fun.
Yeah,
I think. He's probably no done reason. Some bad things in his life, but whatever.
Yeah,
he's just wondering how long he has to talk to her before he can ask if she'll stick around.
Yeah. There's no reason to be mad at anybody for their preference and not out here hurting nobody. Nobody's selling drugs here. People, no,
well, no one lives there yet. It's just a field with a shed and a sign.
Right now, it's just a great idea.
They probably are selling drugs there.
I was going to say, there's definitely some squatters there selling some crack or something. Mm-hmm.
Have a good time. Enjoy themselves the way they want to. This is perfectly what it is.
Now, it's none of my business what our viewers do in y'all's personal time, but if you are wondering when this Swingers Trailer Park is going to be open, the grand opening is set for Memorial Weekend of 2022. Reporting in Mamou, Britt LaFosse. So
they've got a lot of developing to do.
Yeah.
I wonder what the plan is.
They got to take all the plumbing and toilets out.
Like, yeah. They got to try to run off the raccoons.
Yeah. Like,
I can't believe that news station did such a big story on that.
I'm glad they did.
I am too. I'm thrilled. I just can't believe it.
That's the not news I like to see. Whenever they make the effort of going and talking to a weirdo, I appreciate it.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
a likable weirdo in that case.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.